Begin the current daf himself. This nazar daf samach. Begin on the bottom of naf nun tesmim beis. 5 lines up in the bottom of the amud, where the Gemara continues with the next mishnah. Again, continuing the theme in the previous mishnah, is discussing sveikas, doubts that arise in the situations of a nazar. Now, actually, our mishnah was elaborated at length in Perikran Godland daf nun vav med alf. So over there is where we elaborated in depth in the calculations in the specifics of this mishnah, and our Gemara will elaborate on a different element regarding this case. So the Mishnah says as follows. Nazir shall yitami b'safik. If a Nazir, besides the fact that he has to fulfill his Naziris, he was also in doubt if he became tummy. Which, if he became tummy, then he would have to go ahead and shave off his hair, bring kabbans, and actually start over his Naziris. But maybe yes, maybe not. Moreover, besides the fact that he's a Nazir tahar, possibly a Nazir tummy, he's also a mukhlit b'safik. He was in doubt if he became a conclusive mitzayra. Where if you become a mitzayra, then you have to go ahead, cut your hair, and when you finish your tzaras, and then wait 7 days, and in that process purify yourself, and then again bring karbanas and cut off your hair again, and only then would you be able to do your naziris of tahara, and if you're nazar tameh, then nazar tameh, then nazar of tahara. But he's in doubt. He's not sure if he is a mitzayra or he's not. So therefore, the Mishnah says, and again, as we elaborate on this at length on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Eichel b'kachem achar shishim yom. So he's allowed to consume kachem after 60 days. The reason being, the only thing that's holding him back from consuming kachem, as a nazir, he's allowed to, even the nazir tamei. The only problem is if he's a mitzayra. Mitzayra can't partake from kachem. Now, as we explained on Daf Nun Vav, that the procedure for this person, he has to wait 30 days for every taglachas, for every haircutting. And there's really 4 haircuttings, as we'll see in the Gemara. There's the mitzayra has 2 haircuttings, the nazir tami, which he possibly is a haircutting, and nazir tahar is a haircutting. Each one, maybe, really he's a nazir tahar, so therefore he can't go ahead and cut his hair until you finish your tahara of naziris, meaning when you finish, you're concluding your regular naziris, because tar le'aval reisha nazir nala cut his hair. So you have to wait 30 days, then you can first cut your hair. Now that'll be for the first hair cutting of the mitzayr. Then you have to wait another 30 days, because maybe he's really not a mitzayr mochad. And maybe he's a nazir tami, so you have to wait another 30 days. That'll be for your second hair cutting, which normally there's only a 7-day gap here. It's going to be another 30 days. Then another 30 days, because maybe a nazir tami. And then another 30 days, because that'll be the concluding of the naziris of tahara. So therefore, the first 2 hair cuttings, at least because of the doubt that you may be a mitzayr, that will finally conclude after 60 days, you're for sure, if you were mitzayra, you're done with that. So then you can partake of kachem, because again, the only thing that's holding you back is if you were mitzayra. But, you could only drink wine and be mitama yourself to mesim, which is not allowed for a nazir until after 120 days, because then again, you'll be concluding most definitely. Even if you were mitzayr, you took care of that after 60 days. Even if you were nazir tami, you took care of that after the third time, which is after 90 days. And finally, after 120 days, after the fourth taklachas, you for sure, no matter what the ramifications and the calculations are, you finish with your naziris of tahara, and then you can go ahead and do whatever, you know, what was not allowed as he was a nazir. Now, the reasoning for this, the Mishnah gives, is she taklachas hanega, because the hair cutting of mitzayra when he has a nega, that's doichet taglachas anazir. Meaning, although when you're a nazir, let's say a 30-day naziris, which is, as the Gemara will explain, actually that's the generic case that our Mishnah is discussing, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut off any hair. That's one of the 3 primary areas of a nazir. But if he's a mitzayra, the halacha is, as we explained in previous daf, you're allowed to go ahead and cut off your hair in spite of the fact you're a nazir, because that's the mitzvah of a mitzayra to cut off all of his hair. So on that explains the Mishnah, that's only b'zman shu vadai, that's only where you're definitely a mitzayra. So that overrides. B'zman shu safik ein adaycha, but if you're maybe, you're in doubt if you're a mitzayra or not, that doubt can't override the issa d'oraisa of a nazir cutting his hair. And again, that's as we explained previously, that's why you have to wait 30 days before every hair cutting, even though if you became a mitzayra, as we'll explain in detail in the Gemara regarding such a case, if you're mitzayra vadai, so then, if let's say on day 1 of your naziris, you became tummy, you became a Metzairus, so then you cut your hair, and then 7 days later you do the second one, and then boom, you move along. Here you have to wait 30 days to do the first haircutting, another 30 days to do the second haircutting of the Metzairah. And as the Mishnah explains, the reason is because you're only a Suffolk Mochlet, you're only a Suffolk Metzairah, and therefore you can't override it, so you have to wait 30 days because that'll count if you were Nazir Tahar, you did your Nazir of Tahara, and now you're doing that haircutting. But again, if you were not really a Nazir Tahar because you were a Metzairah, so then you could do that haircutting, and then again another 30 days, and then 30 days of a Nazir Tama, and then 30 days of Nazir of Tahara. Now we continue on top of Samach Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Tanu learned the Braisa, and has recorded this on Dafnun Vav also, that Bamed V'mamurim, when did the Mishnah give this calculations of 60 days for eating kachim and 120 days to be done with your Naziris, and you can be Metamal Reis and drink wine? That's Benaziris Mo'atas. That's when you take upon yourself the minimum Naziris of 30 days. Av Benaziris Bashan, if let's say the person had taken upon himself to be a Nazir for a year, then, essentially, it's the same calculation as the Mishnah, but just the metrics, the numerics, are different. Where instead of counting 30 days for each one, for each taglachas, you got to count the year. As we said, because a suffix taglachas of a mitzvah, for example, cannot override the definite nazar that you are. So, oichel b'kachem la'achar shtei shanim, you can only partake of kachem after 2 years, because you can only do your first haircut after 1 year, so then you know. If let's say you were not a Mitzvah, you're not Nazir Tame, so you're already done with your Naziris. So, but maybe you are Mitzvah, so you have to wait a year in case you're not, and then you could do that first haircut, and then a second year for the second one. And Mishesayayin, Metam Lamesim La'achar Arba Shanim, and you could only be Metam Lamesim and drink wine after 4 years. Now, V'tanei Allah, we also learned regarding this halacha of the Mishnah, which, as we'll explain, the ramifications of the Karbanos. Because we were only calculating on Daf Nun Vav, where the Rush went through actually the details of Agamar, what is the halacha regards to allowing taglachas? Here we're going to define regarding karbanos, because each one of these individuals, Nazir Tahar, Nazir possibly is a Nazir Tameh, and possibly is a Mitzairah, both, and there's two parts to the Mitzairah. There's Yimechilutai, when you finally are done with your Nega, you became pure, but now you have to first do your first Karbanos with taglachas, then wait 7 days, and then do the second procedures, which are called for Yimei Sifrei, where you count the 7 days. So each one of these require karbanos. How do we fit that into these doubtful four taglachas? So that the Braisa says, Magalech Arba Taglachas, as we explained, you're going to be cutting your hair 4 times, as follows. Taglachas Rishayna may be Tziparim. The first time you cut your hair, which again, is we're explaining the basic case of our Mishnah, which is after 30 days. You always have to wait 30 days because, again, maybe you're a Nazir Tar and you're not really a Mitzayir, you're not really a Nazir Tamit. So you're waiting 30 days. After you wait 30 days, the first haircutting, you're going to bring birds. Now, these birds are for the Suffolk Mukhlet. In other words, where when you're finally done with your Tzaras, because this person doesn't have any similar Tzaras, or else it wouldn't be a doubtful. He's not sure if he was. So there's one bird that's slaughtered, and there's one bird that's called Mishalachas that's dipped into that blood and that's thrown away. Now, as we'll see, that's not a problem to bring, where generally you always run into a problem about you can't bring Safa Karbanos, because then you bring Chul to the Azara. So on that, as we'll see, that these are not brought into the Azara, they're actually done outside, so that's no problem to bring them, and you bring them because maybe you are a Mitzvah Mukhlet. Moreover, on the first haircutting, you'll bring Bechata Sa'if. You'll bring a bird chatas. That's because of the doubt that maybe he's a Nazir Tame. And maybe this first haircutting is really for his Nazirus of Tuma. And maybe he's really not a Mitzayra. And V'ilas Behema. He'll also bring on this first haircutting a Behema that's brought as an Oila. That's because maybe you're not a Mitzayra Mukhlet. And maybe you're not a Nazir Tame. Actually, you're just a regular Nazir. And now you're a Nazir Tar after 30 days. Now, the although we said that you're bringing a chata sa'if because maybe you're a Nazir Tameh, actually a Nazir Tameh brings two other karbanas too, Ashram Behemah, as we'll address later on the Gemara, and there's also an oila sa'if that's usually brought. On that taste, it says, misafik, you don't bring the oila sa'if. It's only, as we'll see, the chata sa'if is brought in situations of doubt. Now, moreover, as Taisis points out, same thing is regarding, we said, you bring the Eilas Behema because maybe you're really not a Mitzayir and not a Nazir Tamei, just a regular Nazir who when he finishes, he brings his Karbanas, and one of them is the Eilas Behema. But But Amete says you don't bring, let's say, the shlamim. That's actually three karbanas that a nazir brings. Where, so chatas, you can't bring misafik. But what's with the shlamim? So that says, Taisis, that the shlamim you don't need, because the only reason why you actually bring the oilas behem in the first place, because you're going to end up doing more haircuts and not concluding in nazir's tahara anyway until after the fourth haircut. So why now are you bringing, in case you're a nazir tahara, the oilas behema is only to allow you to do your haircutting. And that is because, as we say elsewhere, on Daf Mem Hayamad Aleph, that you could already cut your hair if you brought one of the three karbanas. So as we'll see, the oilas behema, if you are a nazir tahara, fine. And even if you're not, you could bring it as a nedava. But you have to bring it in case that you're not, in other words, in case you are a nazir tahara and you're not a mitzayra and you're not a nazir tame, to allow yourself to do a haircut. Because if not, although you're maybe doing a haircut for other things, you have to be able to do a haircut now. And that's only if, and if you're a nazir tahara, that's only if you're bringing one of the three karbanas. So that's by the first haircut. Now 30 days later, shnia, by the second haircutting. So maybe chatas ha'if, you bring a bird chatas, and that's because of maybe you're a safek mukhlet again, maybe you were a mitzayr. So 30 days ago by the first haircut was your yimei chilute, when you finished the first time. Now when you usually count 7 days, here you have to count 30 days again, as we explained in Daf Nun Vav, because maybe you weren't a mitzayr, maybe you're nazir tamei, and now you have to wait another 30 days, maybe actually this is your nazirus of tahara. So, but again, maybe you really were a mitzayr. So you bring a chatas ha'if, which is allowed in situations of, if you're a poor person, to bring the karbanis that you have to bring after the second haircutting of the mitzayra. And v'ilas behema. Moreover, if, let's say he was not a mitzayra mukhlet, let's say actually that he was a nazir tameh, and that was the karban he brought the first time 30 days ago, so now the second haircutting is going to be for you nazir saftahar, which is a ilas behema. But again, we're on the second time, there's no doubt of nazir tamei, because meman of shach, if you were a mitzayra mukhlet, so then the first one and the second one is for the mitzayra. And if you were not a mitzayra mukhlet, that means the first one was not for the mitzayra either, and that must have been for the nazir tamei, so this one's going to be for the nazir of tahar. That's by the second haircutting. 30 days later, shlishes, by the third time, then you cut your hair. So maybe chatas ha'if. You bring the chatas ha'if because maybe he was a nazir tamei. And moreover, maybe the first two times were for that he was a mitzayr mukhlet. And as we'll see on Amun Beis, the haircutting of the mitzayr mukhlet does not help for the haircutting that's necessary for a nazir tamei. And neither does it help for the haircutting of the nazir tahar. So the third one, you're already done with your mitzayra, because the first two times, that would be if you were mitzayra for the mitzayra. Now, the third time is that maybe you were mitzayra and a nazir tamei, so you have to bring the carbon of a nazir tamei, which is a chatas ha'if. And v'oilas behema, you also say that maybe you were a mitzayra mukhlet, but you actually, so the first two haircuts were for the mitzayra mukhlet. Now, maybe you were not a nazir tamei, so therefore here on the third time, you have to bring the oilas behema in case now he's a nazir tahar. Revius, 30 days later, by the fourth haircut, where now there's no more doubt anymore that this should be for Mitzrayim Mokhlet, because even if you were Mitzrayim, the first two times took care of that. And there's no doubt anymore about being a Nazir Tamei, because even if you were Mitzrayim Mokhlet and a Nazir Tamei, the third haircut took care of that. So rather, the only thing left is the possibility of being a Nazir Tahar, so maybe Karban Tara. So now you're bringing the rest of the Karbanas of Tara, which is the Chatzas and the Shlamim, that's necessary for the Nazir to conclude his Naziris. That is the Braisa. On that, the Gemara explains, Amrat, you said, which the Rosh says, you know, the wording in Nazir is different than the rest of Shas, but it's like Amamar, where it comes to explain the Braisa now. Teglach Asrishin, maybe, Bechulu, the Gemara quotes that, he said, regarding the first haircut, you bring as follows. So on that, the Gemara explains, Meman of Shuch Shaper Kemaisi. Either way you look at it, what the Karbanis that this Nazir is bringing, which we said he's maybe a Nazir Tahar now after the first 30 days, maybe he's actually another tummy, or maybe he's actually the first phase of his tsaras, of it being a mitzayr mochlet. So he said, you got to bring one carbon for each one of them. So that the Gemara explains, either way, you're not violating any problems, and you're taking care of your needs the way the Braisa described. As the Gemara explains, diva de mitzayruhu, because let's say he's a definite mitzayr. He was a mitzayr mochlet, v'lav tamehu, and let's say you were not another tummy. So tzipayrin chevasei. So the pair of birds that he's bringing is for his obligation, which is for the first of the hair cuttings of the purification process of Mitzrayim. The Chatas Ha'if, that's, it could be brought in situations of doubt, meaning, although it turns out that you're not really a Nazir Tamei, you're a doubtful. But we're saying, let's say really you're not really a Nazir Tamei. So then that could be brought in situations of doubt, because maybe you're not a Mitzayra, but we're saying that let's say you were Klab B'Shmai Gal, let's say really that's what you were, so and you're not a Nazir Tamei, but still that's not a problem that you brought the Chatas Ha'if, because it could be brought in situations of doubt. And also Likvura, and then it gets buried. Va'ayla, and regarding the Ayla's Behema that you brought, because maybe you were not a Mitzayr Mochlet, and you're not a Nazir Tamei, maybe you're really just a Nazir Tar now, Havi Nadava, it's okay, even though you're not really a Nazir Tar right now, because maybe really you're a Mitzayr, you could bring it as a donation. Ayla's not a problem. Now, moreover, Ulegalchai, and the Gir says Besayf, not Taych, Ulegalchai Besayf Shiva Iyafsh, it's also not possible to cut the hair after 7 days, meaning we're saying that, look, maybe you're a Mitzayra. If you're a Mitzayra, so then you only have to wait 7 days. And that was saying you can't because the Demalav Mukhlethu. Maybe you're not really Mitzayra Mukhlet. For Achmana, I mean, the Torah says, Tar lo yava al roisha ad malois, that a razor can't go on the hair of a Nazir until you finish your Naziris. So therefore, as we explained, V'ilav Mitzayra vadeh hava. So that's the halacha. So if let's say we said every time you're going to have to wait 30 days because, okay, we said regarding the karbanis the first time, if let's say you're mitzayra, so good, that means the birds were correct karbanis. Chatzis ha'if, it's the wrong carbon, but since it was doubt, you're allowed to bring it. And the yailo, for sure, it's not a problem that because that could be brought as an adava. Now, however, we said, but you just can't do the first hair cutting even if you're a mitzayra because maybe you're not. And the halacha is that if you're really a Nazir, you can't cut your hair, so you have to wait 30 days to do the first hair cutting. Now, v'ilav mitzayra v'adehava, now the Gemara goes to the other two options. We're going through the three options that may be what you are by the first hair cutting. You're either mitzayra on this first hair cutting, which we said you have to wait 30 days because maybe you're not. And if you're a Nazir, you can't be cutting your hair. Maybe you're a Nazir Tameh, and maybe you're a Nazir Tahar. So the Gemara goes on now to the second option. V'ilav mitzayra v'adehava, and if it turns out that really you're not really a mitzayra, but rather, you're a Nazir that became Tamei. So, Chatzos Ha'if Chevasa comes out that your obligatory carbon that you have to bring as a Nazir Tamei is the bird Chatzos, and that's your fulfilling that obligation. Now, regarding Bitzipayr, regarding the birds, how you're allowed to bring these carbonas if you're not really Mitzayra, Avroi Kumas Avdin, actually that procedure of the Mitzayra, of the when he first becomes, when his Tzaras goes away and he's starting the first of the two hair cuttings, which are usually separated by 7 days, by that procedure of those birds, that's done actually outside. We'll have a chulin bazara, so that's no problem. But what usually you run into, why you can't bring karbanas out of Safik, because you're going to bring unconsecrated karbanas into the courtyard. Here it doesn't enter into the courtyard. And regarding va'ilas ba'ema having the dove, regarding this, that although you're really a nazir tam and not a nazir tar, but you're bringing the karbanas of a nazir tar, which is the va'ilas ba'ema, it's also not a problem because you could bring that as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the third option, v'lav mitzayrahu, and if it turns out actually that it was not a mitzayrah, and v'lav tamehu, and he was not a tameh, so tzipayrin avroi kamasav, the birds are not a problem because that's being done outside. Chatzas oif likvur, the chatzas oif is also not a problem because you can bring that in situations of doubt and it gets buried. And oilas behema havichavos, and it turns out that the oilas behema that you brought was the fulfillment of your obligation as a nazir of tar. So that is how the Gemara explains regarding the first taglachas, how that works out. Now, the Gemara, however, asks, V'hoboye Oshem, as we alluded to this before, regarding if, let's say, we said the first time when you bring karbanas, so if, let's say, you're a Mitzayra Mochlet, we said you're going to be bringing the regarding the tziparin that you have to bring. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, there's, regarding the procedure of a Nazir that's Tameh, we said that, for him, you bring the Chatas Ha'if. So, on that, the Gemara is asking, but there's, besides the Chatas Ha'if, there's an Eilas Ha'if, which on that we explain that you don't bring that, because out of doubt, we don't require you to bring that. The question, however, is, there's another carbon that's actually brought as a Nazir Tameh, which is the Asham. An Asham Behem is brought from another Nazir Tameh. So the Gemara's question is, why don't you bring that by the first Taglachas, because maybe he's a Nazir Tameh? So that the Gemara answers, and there's different ways the Mefarshim explain this answer, is that Reb Shimon, the whole question that you're asking to bring the Ashram out of doubt would only apply according to Rabbi Shimon. The Amma, where Rabbi Shimon's opinion is mentioned in Masechta Zvachim and the last parak in Masechta Snida, that he says, Maisi, you could bring a carbon asham, umasne, meaning out of doubt, and make a condition that if it's not really an asham, now asham can't be brought as an adava, but you could say that if it's not an asham ish, it'll be as a shlamim. Now, there is a problem, which is why the Rabban argued Rabbi Shimon, that if let's say it's not an asham, so you're saying it should be a shlamim. The problem is, it might be an asham. So you're only going to be eating it for the amount of time that an asham could be eaten, which is less time than a shlamim. And the problem with that is, if you don't end up finishing it at the time that an asham could be eaten, you're going to have to bring it what's called a beis apsul. You're going to have to go ahead and not eat it anymore and let it go to waste. The problem with that is that's a problem. You can't bring things to nicer to beis apsul. So the Chacham disagree with this. On that, Rabbi Shimon holds, we're not concerned with that. You could do that. So on that, the Gemara's answer is that you're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, he would hold that you would additionally bring the Yashim, but obviously the Rabbanan would argue and would hold that, no, you're only bringing the Chantas Ha'ayv and not the Yashim, because you can't bring the Asham al Tanai, that it should be a Shlamim, because if it's a Shlamim, then you're only going to be eating it for the time of an Asham, which is problematic if you don't finish that meat in that amount of time. So again, that was regarding the first haircut. Explains the Gemara further. Taglachas Shniya Vishlish is regarding the second haircutting 30 days later, and the third haircutting another 30 days after that. So Tziparin Leitzarach. So you don't have to be bringing the birds because the Ha'avid. You already did that by the first haircutting, which if you were Metzari Mukhlid, that's the first thing that goes, and that's only by the first time that it does his haircut. So Ma'ika, what would you be left with, as the Gemara is explaining what the Brisa was saying, regarding the second haircutting and the third haircutting? So maybe it was a definite mitzaira. So the first 30 days, you already did the first procedure. Now, 30 days later, which again is usually done 7 days later by regular mitzaira. So chado, one, the chata sa'if, which is brought by the second haircutting, that will be lisafik, that will be for the doubt regarding the end of the days of sifrei, of the counting of, which is the conclusion of a mitzaira. Which is, again, the first haircutting was 30 days before, the first 30 days, which is the tzipar and the birds, one is slaughtered, one is sent away. Then 7 days later, which in this case is 30 days later, is then you're going to bring the chata sa'if because maybe he's a mitzara mukhlet, which is his second haircutting. The chada, and one time there's going to be a chata sa'if, which will be by the third haircutting, that'll be lisafik to masa. That'll be for the, maybe he's a nazar tamei, which he also brings for his purification process, a chata sa'if. Again, it doesn't have to be brought this chata sa'if from Metzayr, because the first two haircuttings definitely took care of that. Now, taklachas revias, regarding the fourth haircutting, maybe carbon taharo masni there, so you bring the rest of your karbanas of tahara, and you make a tanai, you make a condition. And you say, as we continue on Tamad Beis, v'i vaday nazir hu, that if he's a definite nazir, so oily rishayin chayva, meaning if let's say he was not a mitzayra, he was not a nazar tamei. So that means 90 days ago, he's already by day 120. 90 days ago, by the first haircutting on day 30, he had already, out of doubt, brought an oila spehema, a carbon oila. So he says, if I was really a nazar, that's all I was then. So oily rishayin chayva, that means my first oila I brought on the first haircutting was my obligatory karbanis for nazar tar, and that's the only reason why he's allowed to cut his hair then. Nadava, and this one I'm bringing 90 days later is a nadava, but the chatas and shlamim is what I'm bringing. That's the rest of the kabbanas that I have to bring. Then tami u'muchlidhu. However, if it turns out I was really a nazir tami and I was a mitzara muchlid, so therefore the oilas behema that I brought on day 30, 60, and 90, oilah harishayna. So those first oilas nadava, they were donations. Bezuchayv, and this one that I'm bringing, which is the first time I'm actually bringing my kabbanas and ability to be a nazir tar, is my obligations. This is Ashar Karbana, and these are the rest of the Karbanas in reference to the Chatas and the Shlam. That was the Gemara's elucidation of the Braisa. Now the Gemara continues with the halachas of this Braisa regarding different computations of the case of our Mishnah. Tamei Safik, let's say, as the case of our Mishnah, he was a doubtful Nazar Tamei, but Umuchlid Vada, he was definitely a Mitzayra, we know that he was a real Mitzayra. So here the calculations differ, whereas you could already partake of kachem after 8 days. Now the reason being is because that if on the first day that he was a nazir, he became a mitzayra, So he cuts his hair, what's called for his chilut, which is the first of his purification process, which is that's when you have the two tzipayrin. Then he stays out of his house for 7 days. On day seven is when he cuts his hair a second time. And on day eight is when he brings his karbanos that day. And this is when he could finally partake of kachem, because mitzayra, until he's purified, cannot partake of kachem. Now, the Rush just points out this, that it says actually that he could partake of kachem after 8 days. He says it lav dafka. It's actually on day eight, which is when you could partake of kachem. Then is when you count another 30 days, and actually the eighth day of the mitzayra is actually counted from those 30 days. And on day 31 is when he cuts his hair. Now, since he was tahar from his tzaras, so he could only cut his hair on day 31 like other nazirim. Now, even though that he can't drink wine, bim tamala mesim, because actually maybe he's a nazir tame, that was the other qualification. We said he was definitely a mitzayra. So day one and on day eight is when he does his two haircuts. Now, on that day eight is day one of counting his 30 days. So 31 on day 31 from that day eight, so he can't drink wine, he can't be metamala mesim yet, because maybe he was a nazir tame. So on that day 31, which is again really day 38 from the beginning of his naziris, it's just that the first 8 days, those are not counted because that was for chilutai. So that's when he starts counting his naziris of tahara, because maybe he was a nazir tame. Now, then he cuts his hair 31 days after that, which is in total day 68 from the beginning of his naziris. So that's what the Gemara says, that v'sheisiyayin mitamala mesim la'achar shishim v'shibayam, that you could only be considered, you've totally finished naziris of tahara, and to drink wine mitamala mesim after 67 days, which after 67 days really is 68 days. Again, as we explained, because first 8 days, that's for your mitzvah, because you're definitely mitzvah, so you're allowed to go ahead and cut that overrides nazir. Then you have 30 days of maybe because you're nazir tummy, then another 30 days, so that for your nazir of tahara, which comes out 30, 30, and 60, and then you have the 7 days for your mitzvah of mukhlid. A different case. Mukhlid safik, you were doubtfully a mitzvah, but v'tamei vada, you were definitely a nazir that became tamei. So oichel b'kachem la'achar shloishim b'shivayam, you could only partake of kachem after 37 days. Now, the reason being is because since you're not definitely a mitzvah mukhlid, so you can't cut your hair right away. As we said in the Mishnah, only mitzvah vada overrides the halachas of nazir, not a doubtful mitzvah. So rather what you do is that you spray on this person day 3 and day 7 from the paraduma ashes, and then on day 8 he cuts his hair. Now, that could be for the mitzvah, or it could be because of the fact that he was a nazir tame, because maybe he's not a mitzvah. So on day 8 is when he brings his karbanos of nazir tame. Moreover, he brings the tzipayrim, because maybe he's not just a nazir tame, maybe he's actually a mitzvah mukhlid too, but however, he can't cut his hair for the second time. In other words, you're cutting your hair on day 8 for either that's considered the first time of your mitzvah, because maybe you are, maybe you're not, or if you're not, then it's the first time that you're cutting your hair for being a nazir tamei. But the second time you're going to cut your hair is only going to be allowed 30 days later, because maybe you're not a mitzvah mukhlid. If you were a mitzvah mukhlid, of course you could just do it 7 days later, but maybe you're not. So therefore you have to wait 30 days, which is going to be 37 days from your naziris. Then you cut your hair. Now, since there's a suffix that maybe you were a mitzvah, so again, you cut your hair on day 30, as we explained. And on day 38 is when you bring your oilas behema, because maybe you were not a mitzvah. So you on the beginning of your naziris, on day 8, is when you already brought your, you already did your naziris of tuma. And then 30 days later, maybe you're a nazir tahara, which is you're finishing a nazir sev tahara. So you bring your carbon of nazir sev tahara. Moreover, you bring your chatas ha'if, because maybe you were really a mitzayra, and this is your second of your two haircuts of mitzayra. And then you could partake of kachem on that day. Now, as we said, maybe you were mitzayir or muchlet, so maybe these two, for the first two haircuts, were not for your nazirs of tumah and nazirs of tahara. Maybe they were for chilutei and sifrei, which is the first haircut of the mitzayir and the second haircut of the mitzayir. So therefore, after 7 days, then you go, you have to go ahead and cut your hair a third time, because you were definitely a nazir that was tummy. And on day 38 is when you start, that day 38 counts towards the 7 days of the which a nazir tummy has to count, which already takes you up to day 44. Because up until now we're by day 38. On day 8 is when you did your first haircut, and on day 30 days after that, you do the second haircut, which is by day 38. Now, could be those two first two haircuts were for the mitzvah. You're a doubtful mitzvah. So then you have to count 7 days, which takes you to day 44, which is when you do your third haircut. Now, on day 8 is when you could finally start counting in the Zias of Tahara. And then 31 days later is when you cut your hair. So that's what the Gemara says. The Shaysa Yain and Metamala Mesim, you could drink wine and be Metamala Mesim L'Achar Shivim V'Arba Yamim, after 74 days. Again, as we explained, because day 8 is when you do your first haircut, either because of Mitzayir, which is allowed to be done, or because of Nazir Tameh, which is allowed to be done. Then 30 days after that is when you do the second haircut, where the reason being is because either that's for your Naziris of Tahar, or actually it's not, because it's for the second haircut of the Mitzayir. Then you count 7 days, because you for sure wore a Nazir Tameh, but maybe no previous haircut was working for that, because it was actually for Mitzayir, which takes you up to day 44, and then you do your process of Naziris of Tumah, and then you count 30 days later, which is 74, which is definitely that you're done and you can finally drink wine for Naziris of Tahara. Now the Gemara says, Tamei vaday umuchle vaday. Let's say you're definitely a Nazir Tamei and definitely Mitzayir Muchlet. So then, Eichel b'kachem l'achar shemayna yam, you could partake of kachem after 8 days. Now the reason being is because since you're definitely a Mitzayir, so you cut your hair on day 1. And on a day 7 is when you do your second haircut of the Mitzayir. And on day 8 is when you bring those karbanas. Then you count another 7 days and you do your taglachas of the Naziris of Tumah, which that's 14 days. And then is when you start counting your 30 days and you cut your hair 31 days after that. That's what the Gemara says. That you could drink one after 44 days. Again, because the first 7 days is for Yitzras. Second 7 days is for your Naziris of Tumah, which is 14 days, and 30 days after that is going to be for the Naziris of Tahara, which is for a total of 44 days. Now the Gemara continues with something which we had mentioned on Amud Aleph, which is related to the halacha of our Mishnah, which we make you do one haircut, two haircuts, three haircuts, four haircuts. So Shol Talmidei b'Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the students asked the Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Yochai as follows. Nazir Tahar u'Mitzarev. Let's say someone is a Nazir Tahar, he's finishing his Naziris of Tahara, u'Mitzarev, and he's a Mitzarev. Now the reason is because, let's say, although a Nazir of Tami is Saiser Naziris of Tahara, they can't be simultaneous, a person could be a Nazir Tahar and a Mitzarev at the same time. The days of Tzaras are not counted towards the Naziris of Tahara, but it's not Saiser. So the question is, Mahu, what's the halacha she'igalech taglachas achas, that let them just do one haircut, v'oy loy lekan, u'lekan, let it be that when you cut your hair for the tzaras, let it work for the haircut you have to do as a nazir. For example, of let's say, on the day that he was to conclude his naziris, is when he became a mitzayir muchlet. So again, we said the days of yitzaras don't work towards counting, but you're already on your last day. So now he finally gets healed from his tzaras, and he's cutting his hair for the tzaras. Question is, could that work for the haircut that you have to do anyway for your naziris? So Amalahan, he said to them, and again, as was implicit from the halachas of our Mishnah, the Einim Megaleach. No, you can't count the hair cutting of the Mitzayir for the hair cutting that has to be done for the Nazir. So Amalahan, they said to him, Lama, why is that? So Amalahan, he said to them, Ilu zelegadol, vezelegadol, if the haircut of the Mitzayir for the Tzaras procedure and the hair cutting for the Nazir was both to create a growth of hair or Vizelahava, that each one was actually to remove the hair. So Yafatamayim, you would have a good time, a good claim that they're both working in the same functionality. So let one haircut work for both. But says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Achshav Nazir Lahava, but now that actually the procedure of a Nazir is to totally remove his hair. Moreover, he doesn't need to hear to regrow for any mitzvah purpose. When you're done with your naziris, it's to remove the hair. But a mitzayra, by the first hair cutting of the mitzayra, it's legadil. Actually, it's to grow. In other words, you need to hear to grow so that you can cut it a second time, which is after your counting of a 7 days, which is called Yimei Sifrei. Since they're fundamentally different, so they can't work together to say that one will work for the other. The hair cutting, the mitzayra, is actually to create another growth of hair that you'll cut 7 days later. It's legadil. Whereas the nazir's haircut is lahavir, is to remove. So on that, the students asked to their rabbi, they said, fine. You're right. That the first hair cutting of the mitzayra, there's two hair cuttings and they have a 7 day separation between them. So they said, look, we understand that the first hair cutting, let's say, became a mitzayra on Mukhlet on the day that he's finishing his naziris. So he can't count the first hair cutting to work for the naziris. But let the second haircut that he does 7 days later, when he's concluding his finishing the procedures of the mitzayra, let that work for the procedures of the nazir, because now that's also to remove the hair, just like the nazir is to remove the hair. Amalan, they said to them, you're right, but if both of their haircuts would be done before the bloods of their karbanos would be thrown, you would be correct in what you're saying, that they both function the same way, and therefore one haircut could work for both. Allah, however, he says, but mitzayra, the haircutting of the mitzayra, is lefnei zrikas damim, is before the bloods of his karbanos are thrown. Like it says in the pasuk, it says, ubayoyim hashvi galeach, on the 7th days when he cuts his hair, ferachatz besar b'mayim, and he bathes his flesh in water, and then, that's on day 7. Then it says, ubayoyim hashmini, on day 8 is yikach beis kvasim, is when he takes two lambs. So therefore we see that by mitzayra, his haircutting is done before his bloods are thrown, it's actually the day before. But the nazir, the haircutting of the nazir, is actually la'achaz rikas damim, is after the bloods were thrown of his karbanos. As it says in the pasuk, v'gilach ha-nazir pesach oil ma'id, that the nazir cuts his hair by the entryway of the oil ma'id. It says, v'lokach ha-sar rosh, then he takes the hair that he just cut off, v'nasin ala'esh, and he puts it on the fire, ashatach ha-zevach ha-shlam, that's beneath his karban that's already cooking. So obviously the bloods were already thrown. So we see that by nazir, it's after his bloods are thrown. So therefore they're fundamentally different. One is before the bloods are thrown, one is after, and therefore they can't work for each other. Now, that they asked, fine. But, so, we understand, as you explained, that the haircutting that he does for his tzaras, both for Yimei Chilutai, which is the first haircutting, and Yimei Sifrei, which is the second haircutting, can work in tandem for the haircut that he needs for his naziris. But they asked, let the haircut that he's doing for his tzaras work for the haircutting that he's doing for that. If let's say he was a nazir tami, which again, as we pointed out previously, we said that the haircuts that you did for the taglachas of the mitzayra, which was let's say the first two haircuts of your 120 days, every one 30 days later, did not work for the naziris of tuma. We required you then to do the third haircutting for that. But why? Why can't that work? We're here. They're actually both legadil, actually both to grow here, as we'll see actually in the second version of how the Gemara quotes this discussion. So Amalani said to them that ilu zelif nebismaim bezelif nebismaim, if both their hair cuttings would be done before they immerse their flesh in water when they go into the mikveh. So yafa atamaim, you would be correct in what you're saying, that they share the same patterns. But elatame lachar bismaim, but another tame actually cuts his hair after he already immersed himself in the mikveh. As the pasuk says, it says, v'gilach roisha b'yem tarasa, that he cuts off his hair on the day that he becomes pure, p'yem ha-shvi galchen, on the 7th day is when he cuts off his hair. As the Rush explains, from this, as the Sefri says, b'yem tarasa, it sounds like that he's already pure. That is, the hair cutting is only after you already purified yourself in the mikveh. But mitzayri lefnei b'yismayim, but by mitzayri he actually cuts his hair before he immerses himself in the mikveh, like as the pasuk says, it says on day 7, that's when the mitzayra cuts off all his hair. And then it says, then it says, after the hair cutting, is when he immerses his flesh in the water of the mikveh and it becomes pure. So therefore, since one's done before the mikveh, one's done after the mikveh, there are different types of haircuts. Therefore, the mitzayra's hair cutting cannot work for the hair cutting if he is a nazir tamei. Now the Gemara brings a second version of this discussion, that Amar Lo, they said to him, Yafar Marta Shle Tala Lo Le Mesifri Unzirusa. You gave a good explanation why the Mitzayra's second haircutting, which is for the 7 days that he counts, cannot work for the haircutting of the Naziris. Now, but the Tala Lo Le Mechilute Vitumasai, meaning you said the reason why they don't work is because the second haircutting of the Mitzayra is done differently than the procedure of the Nazir. Now, on that asks the Gemara, that is, we said for the Nazir Tahar, we said two differences. If it's the first haircutting, again, as we explained, that's one's Legadal, one's Lahavar. Regarding the second haircutting, we said that it's different because there's regarding the Zrikas Dam. But, again, this we just asked this, but the Gemara is asking a different version, but let the Mitzayra's first haircutting work if he's a Nazir Tamei, because the Zelagadl and Zelagadl, they're both to create a growth of hair. The first haircutting of the Mitzayra is so that he could have what to cut by the second time, 7 days later, which is Yimei Sifrei. And also by Nazir Tamei is that he cuts so that he can then have 30 days of growth of hair to cut it a second time for his Naziris of Tahara. So Amalahan, Sir Bishim Ben Yichai said to them, he says, if Nazir Tarbuhu Mitzayra, says, as we explained, says, if he's a Nazir Tar and he's a Mitzayra, that doesn't help, because Zela Gadol v'Zela Haver, that the Mitzayra, by Yimei Chiluta, is to grow it, and by the Nazir Tar is to remove it. But, addressing their question, he says, v'im Nazir Tam v'u Mitzayra, even if he's a Mitzayra and a Nazir Tame, where both of them are for growth of here, but there's still a difference. Because Zelefne b'yismayim, v'zelachas b'yismayim, as we explained, one is before going into the mikveh, and one's going after, and that's why they're different. So too, as we continue on top of Samach Alpha and Alf, Tanya Rebchia taught in the Brisa that Zelefne b'yismayim, the Mitzayra, his haircutting is done before he goes into the water, whereas v'zeh, the Nazir Tamei, is la'achar b'yismayim, is after he immerses himself in the water. And moreover, zeh, this Mitzayra, for Yimei Sifrei, is lefnei zrikas damim, is before the bloods are thrown, whereas v'zeh, the reason why the Mitzayra, by the second time around, although there it's also lahaver, doesn't work for the Nazir Tar, who's also lahaver, is to remove the hair, is because by the Nazir Tar, that hair cutting is la'achas rikis damim, is after the throwing of the blood, which is different, because one's before the blood's thrown, and one's after the blood's thrown. That's why the hair cutting of the Mitzayra doesn't work, neither for Nazir Tar, or for Nazir Tameh.